You're listening to SBS News.
While the country's fertility rate may be on the slide, it's news to Paige Tan, the mother of newborn Hugo.
Well, we had a little baby boy this morning at 3 o'clock. We had a cesarean, so he's only a couple of hours old and he's very, very cute. All my friends are pregnant, all of them, literally all of them. So I definitely think there's a baby boom.
But it's estimated there will be more than 250,000 fewer babies born over the next 4 years. And according to Professor Peter McDonald of Melbourne University's School of Population Health, it's bad news for a country trying to recover from a COVID-19 financial crisis.
You end up with a population age structure where the biggest groups are at the oldest ages and there's not many people. The numbers coming into the labour force are falling all the time, and that's not good economics.
Health bioethicist Dr. Catherine Mackay from the University of Sydney says there are many reasons for women delaying childbirth, including cost.
Everything in life is getting more expensive these days, and having children and raising children is becoming more expensive. We know that child care, for example, is becoming more expensive. Certainly planning for your own child's future, planning for their potential college or university education is becoming more expensive. So all these parts of having having children, raising children, and doing it in the way that you want to do it is definitely becoming more and more costly.
That expenses fell particularly in the major capital cities. In Sydney, the biggest declines in fertility rates over the past 8 years have been in the local council areas of Willoughby, Parramatta and Georges River, while in Melbourne, the slump has been most keenly felt in Whitehorse, Maribyrnong and Darebin. The baby drought has sparked calls for the government to intervene with more family-related financial support, particularly for women who aren't in the workforce and don't have access to maternity leave entitlements. Demographer Peter McDonald says while they're now more generous, supplements like the baby bonus have been slashed.
So there is now quite a social disparity, actually, in government support for families with children. It's really high for the middle and the upper classes, but not so great if you're not working.
But obstetrician Dr. Penny Sheehan says Eastern Health, one of Melbourne's biggest hospital networks, is bucking the downward fertility trend.
In the last few months, it has been very busy. During lockdown, we were having a baby every 2 hours. We know, we look at our booking numbers all the time, and at Eastern Health our booking numbers have been stable for the last 2 years, and particularly looking at next year, we're seeing a huge increase of bookings for the first 3 months of next year.
That could be a COVID baby boom, despite predictions the financial uncertainty of the pandemic will only prompt more would-be mothers to put childbirth on hold. Gareth Borum, SBS News. We'll be right back.